Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, went up.
The life that you still at war. My brother, oh, I'm just here to let you know. You got a helping hand, it's in God's plan. Each one, teach one, reach one. This plan for nation building, we can all use some healing. Come on, Negro, African American, it's just a legal status brand. Y'all don't really understand. You're more. Color, Negro, African American, it's just a legal status brand. Y'all don't really understand. No, you're more. They hit you with this mystery, then they took your history. 1492, oh, they did their 1-2. Told you were slaves, you came in ships and you believed it. Well, let me explore, we were here ready, more. They renamed the map. Told you was black. Search for Walter Plecker, biotistics, it is listed. What else? You've been spared. This is all facts. Before the Moorish Scientist came in existence in 1913, right? Oh, we was already listed as Moors. The true Indians, which is a misnomer. Do the knowledge.
That work hit different when it's wrong. That box hit different when it's wrong. My grip hit different when it's wrong. My stick hit different when it's wrong.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. stupid meaning, the follow the process, to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You see, you'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Yo, man, we got to address a problem. I don't really think y'all are getting what y'all supposed to do. Number one, you know, nigga, I need a break. So when I'm not on the air, y'all need to go to the archives and study the shows I just did. Yo, a week ago, not last week, the week before, I dropped mad info that y'all supposed to have been researching in your own states. Y'all ain't even do that yet. And y'all talking about y'all want new info. That's the new info. You got to do your own studying, B. What the hell are y'all doing? Y'all ain't ready for me to drop no new shit. Y'all not ready. The most important shit y'all supposed to do was follow the instructions I gave you in all three shows that week. But y'all clamoring for more information. What's the point of me giving you more information if you ain't going to go do it? Yo, I registered my trust today. I got the DBAs done. I got everything done because I did all the research. When I was at the court, Superior Court, they tried to scrutinize. It was a black woman at the desk, at the clerk. She tried to scrutinize. She took it back to the lawyer. Came right back out. It was done 100% correct. Then I did the DBAs for it. She took it back into the lawyers. It was done 100% correct. They couldn't do shit but just to grant me what I wanted, right? Y'all ain't ready for that. Yo, I did the webinar. I did the Declaration of Trust. There is a mistake in the document, and it's not a mistake. Y'all haven't even read the fucking document, and y'all trying to utilize it. Y'all haven't read the document because the very document tells you it's something missing. What are y'all doing, B? What's going to happen is I'm going to leave y'all behind. I'm going to get to those Kaffirs and deuces. I'm giving y'all every opportunity to walk with me. Right? Y'all ain't found the laws for the express trust in your state yet. Ain't even Googled it. Y'all haven't even read the declaration, the papers, and the templates I gave you. But yet y'all want new information. What the fuck the matter with y'all, man? That's like a little kid, they want candy. They already got five packs of nanolators, and they talking about they want some more candy, the same damn nanolators. What the fuck is the matter? Don't do that. Eat the nanolators that you have before you want more. You know what I mean? Yo, y'all got to stop doing the bullshit. Y'all can't just become, I like to call it information whores, where y'all get more and more new information, but you ain't doing nothing with the information. Right now, with where we're at, y'all niggas really need the all the old information. I hope y'all got it done already. I hope you got your non-UCC done. I hope you got your 9-8. Number and your estate number. If you don't have all that done, you ain't ready to do the trust. You're not ready to do the trust. You know what I mean? I'm not going to keep on telling y'all the seriousness of this trust. The trust puts you in a new jurisdiction. Everything that the trust owns is in a new jurisdiction. They cannot touch that trust property. And even if they attempt to touch it, do you know they have to pay the trust for trespass? You know, y'all call that your fee simple fee. Your fee simple fee. You know, the very thing that I had put inside your non-UCC, the $9 billion lien, they got to pay you, what is that, 9,000 $9,000 an hour or some shit that's in there. That's why that non-UCC got to be done. It goes along with the trust. You know, your copyright, that goes along with the trust. They have to pay you if they violate the copyright. You know what I mean? 90% of the shit y'all were looking for out of the UCC, the Secure Party Creditor process, is really the trust. And I found all the laws that prove it. Now, don't worry. I'm going to break it down to you. But all of that ain't coming into the second part of the 9-8 Declaration of Trust webinar. Now, I'm not going to do that webinar until March. Until March. February 15th, I got a seminar jumping off in, hold on 1 second. I don't want to give y'all the wrong information, so let me bring it up. February 15th, I'll be in North Carolina. Freedom Park, Mulholland Adams Pavilion, 2435 Cumberland Ave, Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information, go to jonahbay.com and you'll see the flyer. I'm going to be dropping information on this trust and all that inside this webinar. See, what this is what I'm covering. Learn why you need a trust and how to begin to learn how to set up your 9-8 number and your state number to make it into a corporate EIN with corporate credit. Y'all are supposed to be past that part already. Y'all have no idea what's really going down with this trust because you're not reading the laws of your state on this trust information. Some niggas is trying to just go and do the trust. It ain't studied. They're trying to use what I gave them, but every state's trust information is different. You can't just go off of what I did and think it's going to work in your state. There are traps in the law. Now, but when I do the webinar in March, I'm going to do a webinar in March, and I'm also doing a seminar in March because, you know, in March, I can't leave the state in March because I got too many things going on with my family. I got my daughter's birthday. I got my birthday. I got my anniversary. I got all too much shit going on, so I don't leave in March. So I'm going to be doing a lot of things in Atlanta in March. And like I said in the webinar, I'm going to show you the registration. I'm going to show y'all all the paperwork like I always do in the webinar. Show you my paperwork. Show and prove. You know what I mean? But y'all should be studying up already to figure out the other stuff that y'all supposed to be doing. Don't wait until the first time you hear it will be from me in a webinar or a seminar. You ain't supposed to be doing that. Take the time to go back and listen to the shows that I already did and hear and take notes and hear all the laws that you need to hear and all the things you need to do. Y'all are rushing. Y'all ain't going to – I'm telling you, when I'm gone, I'm gone. Dead ass. When I'm gone, I'm gone. Now, it's going to be up to y'all to keep up. When I'm gone, I'm gone. And then you might have to just go back and listen to the shows after I'm gone to figure out what I did. You know what I mean? It's going to be on you. Do you want it or not? Freedom ain't free. Freedom takes money, and it also takes dedication. Shakar747, he said, I didn't get the template. I only got the video. Man, the templates are sent with the video, but did you get it from me or Joey? if you got it from Joey, you're going to have to contact him. If you got it from me, go to jonahbay@gmail.com. Show me the proof that you bought it and all that, and I'll fix it for you. All right? No problem. But, Joe, yeah, you got it from Joey. You got to hit Joey up to give you that. All right? And, you know, y'all got to be on it, man. Y'all really got to put this work in, man. I'm giving you a guideline. But I'm going to tell y'all straight up like this. I straight up went to the private 100% today. Straight up went to the private. Don't y'all want to be there with me? Y'all got to study that Georgia shit. Now, for all the people who live in Georgia, who wants to do it correctly, hit me up at jonahbay.com. It's going to be a fee, but I'm going to walk you down there and show you exactly what to do and where to do it at. It's going to be a fee, though. My time is precious. Now, I had another brother here in Georgia, and I just gave him the paperwork. And we got it done, but he fucked up because he didn't read the laws. And he actually created two trusts today. He registered two trusts. He registered a public trust, or he registered a statutory trust, and he also registered an express trust. I don't want y'all to make that same mistake. You know what I mean? So, y'all gonna need some help. Y'all gonna need some help doing it. Now, by the way, today is gonna be an early show. I'm only gonna be on an hour because y'all need to go study. I know what y'all need to do. And I know y'all ain't doing it because y'all was too worried about me doing a show. Listen, me myself is going back and studying shit on those shows that I dropped 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So I know y'all need to do it. But right now, I'm going to open up the call line because we only got 30 minutes left. I'm going to 602-396. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace, God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What up, my brother?
What it do, man? Yeah, you're right, man. We gotta start studying, man. We get too dependent on the teacher, man, and don't be doing our habits. So when it's time to do a test, you get the testing, folks. Everybody's scattered and running and getting.
Yo,
D's.
I can't believe as many people bought the webinar and got the declaration. No one has asked me the proper question yet, and y'all ain't getting
my
it
question.
Until y'all do.
I got a question. It's asking is how do you fund
the trust?
You're
gonna have to hit me up in the you're gonna have to if it's on that missing stuff, you're gonna have to hit me in the email because I'm not gonna tell you on the radio so everyone else can know what it is.
No problem.
This is a personal test, and I'm doing it so y'all all can develop and understand what y'all doing. Because no one can control how you're going to run your trust but you. You're going to have to know.
Fact. And what you're saying is exactly right. Because today, I had so much time, I could have been digging in some old stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, Jonah's coming on. Let me get some of this other stuff. But I could have been reading and talking other stuff. Even though I did do a little bit, I should have still been doing a lot more stuff than you've been going.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to beat up on y'all. I'm trying to tell you what's necessary now. It's necessary. Don't you know running your trust is just like running a corporate 500 business? Don't you know your trust has the same money that the Fortune 500 company has. I didn't told y'all about the CAFR. The trust is how you gonna get there. But y'all not reading it though.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to force y'all to get to this money.
Yeah, because I think you started off real good, man. That's waking us up. I think everybody feels that, you know, they could be doing better when it comes to reading.
Now, there's
a little bit more input.
Right. Now, there's a brother who said he used that downtime to read the Weiss Trustee Handbook again. And now all of it's making more sense. Y'all need to read that again, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Y'all got to go back in and understand what's going on. They call an express trust, what they call it is an unincorporated association or partnership. And they can't interfere with anything that the unincorporated partnership does, a.k.a. express trust. That is what you were looking for when you wanted the super injunction. That's what you're looking for when you want them to leave the straw man alone. That's what y'all looking for. Everything y'all were looking for in the secure party creditor process is inside the trust, the express trust. And I got the laws that tells you what you're doing and why you're doing it. But it does you no good if I know. The whole secure party creditor process is really the express trust.
And that's how you come out of it, basically.
I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I reserve the right to change my mind when new and better information comes. Y'all won't even have to go to court to actually do your nationality using the trust and knowing how to do this shit correctly. The only reason why we were doing nationality was to stop them from fucking with that straw man. Well, I got the laws to prove why they're going to stop you, stop fucking with that straw man. And
so
it's written
in
their law.
Hold on. Okay, not to mean to cut you off. So you said this supersedes the court order, or the court order goes with this?
It supersedes. Matter of fact, y'all may think I'm lying. It's a brother that was in court today with the motherfucking what's the name? The court order saying he wasn't a 14th Amendment citizen. You are still a 14th Amendment citizen, even with the court order, because your straw man is still registered as a 14th Amendment. Your straw man is sitting in their trust and registered as a 14th Amendment. The only way to get that straw man out of that trust is to have your own express trust and move them into that.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. That's lovely right there.
You know, so imagine I'm aggravated. Everyone's texting me, Jonah, you all right? Jonah, da-da-da-da. Nigga, yes, I'm all right. Are you all right that you ain't following the instructions of the most important shit? What are you doing? I'm like, Jonah sat back last week and studied the fuck out of them laws and got it done today. Straight private, straight in there, straight registered as a real man. Oh, they don't call it a real man. They call it a natural.
Yeah.
And a natural person is totally protected by the Bill of Rights.
Yep. That's an international right, international law or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are y'all doing? See, the trust, even the United States Trust, is considered a natural person, so it can own slaves, right? It can own your straw man. The only way you're going to get your straw man from their trust is to have your own on the same par as them. And then, here's the killer part. As far as I can tell, every time you put property in the trust, you have to do minutes and a resolution, and then you have to take that right back down to where it was registered. The trust was registered and put that into the file too. Just in case you have a case that comes up about that property, it's now protected because that property is registered inside the trust too. You understand?
Okay.
So I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you in case you got more you want to say later. I'm gonna go to the next call. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace to the God. Jonah, how you be?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. And
word.
Let me say this. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily.
Indeed, indeed, as always. And, you know, I was looking into the equivalence of OCGA 53-12-2-18-292. With a trust certificate and a deposit of security here in Illinois. It's literally verbatim. And also, it even has a form of the trust certificate, which made me realize that, oh my God, this is basically the declaration of trust right here. Which brings me to the conclusion. Like, correct me
now
if I'm wrong.
Now, do you understand that why Nobu Dwar Lee motherfucking registered the Morris Science Temple inside the religious trust, the trusted. See, the only problem, Nobu Dwar Lee, it was no rules when he did it, but he didn't express the trust enough. He didn't say, he said he was the settler. He said who the Sheikhs was the trustees, right? And the people, the Moors, were supposed to be the beneficiaries, but what he didn't do is, what's the trust property? He didn't express it properly, but there was no rules to it. Then these stupid ass niggas came along, changed his trust, changed his trust, and created 501c3s where you could never get free. How about that?
But I called them in my area, my county, and it turns out since we have chancery and probate, it's actually probate. Like the
so it's like
the
it's like
law
Kansas
care.
City. It's just like Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Illinois is not the only spot with shit like that, huh? Okay. No, because I was confused as fuck. Like, damn, which one is it?
This is
but
why I
the,
said,
the code.
No, if you find the proper law, it's going to tell you exactly where to go.
Yeah. The
exactly
law itself mentioned, yes, it did. It did. And it mentioned other laws, other state laws, like the estate.
Yes, I read all the state laws dealing with trust. Now, here's the thing. This is why y'all got to, I'm stressing, y'all got to read y'all's own state laws, because it's not going to be the same in your state.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I know it for a fact now, because I already found it in multiple states. And none of them are the same. Florida ain't the same. Kansas City ain't the same. You know what I mean? Cali ain't the same as Georgia. New York ain't the same either.
Damn.
They all made different places. It's just like the Constitution. They're saying the same shit, but they don't use the same words. They're not the same.
Yes, yes, yes. And it talks about the state laws, which is a whole other one that I had to look at. I'm like, damn, this shit, it interconnects, though. Because you see, it pretty much shows you about the authentication of the trust certificate, how many years after the death of the beneficiary, where certain things can be done. It speaks of the trust income. It speaks of the, you know, the state financial and professional regulation, all that shit. Like,
now it's funny you would say that. Why is it talking about the state's financial regulations?
I know. I had to Google. I didn't even know that.
Y'all need to go back and listen to my show on Rule 144A. It's a bunch of shit y'all got to study for this trust now.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about if I'm on the radio or not. Y'all got work to do. And if Jonah ain't on the radio, Jonah is doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Studying and researching.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we say we registered at probate, are we referring to the indenture itself or the declaration and other
The
documents?
Declaration and the indenture is one and the same. You never Googled those words?
It seemed like they are.
If you didn't know they were the same thing, you need to Google the definition of those words.
Yeah, the law itself shows the declaration. So it's like, I was kind of confused. Like, well, hold on. Huh, are these the same thing? And I noticed the declaration
See,
didn't
that's
have
what
the,
I'm saying. When you have a question, you ain't really supposed to ask me. You're supposed to Google it. Now, I just Google it, right? And it says a declaration of trust is usually a document or oral statement indicating property is being held for the benefit of another person or individual. The trust grants or transfers the property as well as designated assets such as cash and securities into a trust. Now, what was the other word? So that's what declaration of trust means. What was the other word? Trust indenture?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at it too right here. It's a legal document.
A trust indenture is an agreement in a bond contract made between a bond issuer and a trustee that represents the bondholder's interest by highlighting the rules and responsibilities of each party must adhere to. It's also indicated where the income stream for the bond is derived from.
Yo.
You understand? They're both is breaking down the what is the trust doing. But the trust indenture is how you basically, it should make you go aha with Rule 144X. Listen, I told y'all a million times that public people can't receive private funds. So the only motherfucker that can receive private funds, a.k.a. your CAFR accounts, is a trust.
Which brings me to this dumb question. The trust, we know the beneficiary is the national name. The name of the trust itself, would it be the same?
Oh man, you don't have the trust webinar, 9-8 trust webinar, do you? In the templates.
9-8. Oh, I do. I do.
Then how you gonna ask me that question?
I just said I ask anyway.
Nigga, this is what I mean. Now I'm gonna get on your ass. You're not reading that goddamn declaration. You're not comprehending it yet. Because if you were, you wouldn't ask that. And maybe you would be the one that would ask the question I'm looking for, but you didn't. Y'all ain't reading and studying shit, man. You're not comprehending it. Remember, reading is all about comprehension. It ain't about if you can recite the words. Reciting the words is not reading. Comprehending, understanding what it's saying is reading. Well, we only got 11 minutes. I'm going to leave you in if you got any all more right, comments. Right. But I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 240-619. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
Nothing much, man. Listening in. I don't want to hold the line. I'm just sitting there. I'm actually traveling, so I don't have those documents in front of me. So
all right.
Keep it going. You'll be out. All right.
I'm going to 253-476. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace.
Oh. Peace. What up?
Are you there?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
I just wanted to say you got a great show going on here, and I really like the work that you're doing for the people. You're doing a real good job. I know you might feel bad sometimes, people not listening to you.
Yes,
but I just wanted to assure you, I'm pretty sure that they're listening to you. You're doing a great job, so just keep up the good work. That's all I want to say.
I appreciate the encouragement, brother.
Peace to the God.
Peace. All right, I'm going to 813-431. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Johnny, how you doing, God?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. And every
that's what
day,
I like to hear, God.
I'm so happy and grateful for large sums of money
large
that flow to me
money.
Quickly and easily.
And easily. Fact, God. Yeah, man, I just wanted to chime in. I ain't talked to you since New Year's night, man. I want to say thank you, man.
Shit.
Yeah, man, I ain't talked to you since then. You've been dropping that info. I ain't had no question. I got to sit back and learn. I can't chime in on shit. I got, you know, I got. And let me say this, thank you for being a gentleman and a scholar, because I text you to put that show up for me, and you did that, man. Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You,
you, no problem.
Because that was a fire show that night. I'm still studying that show.
I was on Facebook, right? And these niggas on Facebook is still trying to do the circular from that Tony King gave us for the black card, thinking that's going to help them discharge and get them free and all that. And, of course, you know it was in that group called Secure Party Creditor. Yo, y'all at cutting edge. By the time they reach what we're talking about and what we're doing, y'all going to be so far ahead of them. It's not even funny, y'all. But y'all got to do the work.
Yeah, we definitely. I gotta put some work in. I'm definitely slacking on a little bit. I'm trying to get some stuff done. But you dropped some. You said some cryptic shit tonight, man. You almost made me sound like you said you 100% private, like you got your nationality. You gone. You know,
I am 100% private. I am a true national on
okay,
the federal and state level.
Congratulations,
I'm
my brother.
I'm completely foreign. To all of them. By law. By law. I'm not going to show y'all the laws through the webinar part two. I told y'all part two was coming. You know, I wanted to do the webinar. And y'all let me know. I wanted to do the webinar on the first. Right? But I wasn't sure if that was enough time to give y'all a chance to get the money.
Well,
now,
see,
if I do the webinar... if I do the webinar, it's only going to be like 100, 125.
Man, large sums of money come to us fast and easy. What kind of question is that?
So y'all trying to tell me y'all want me to do this webinar in 3 days?
That's nice. Hey,
I already know y'all niggas get paid on the first, but y'all gotta pay rent and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Hey, somebody gotta be late this month, man. That's all that true. Somebody gotta be late.
You know, I was trying to push it out to give y'all more heads up on what y'all was gonna spend it on. You know what I mean?
Let me say this.
Y'all will not be able to register y'all's trust until I do part two.
All right. And now, one question. Are you notifying people after you register your trust like you would do with the court?
Nigga, you asking me part two questions. I ain't answering
that. All right.
Yeah, I thought y'all dropped the cryptic message saying you
were
of course, 100% private.
Of course I am.
Damn,
tell y'all something. After y'all register the trust, they run it in the newspaper. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks before you get back the actual trust certificate.
So they run it in the paper to see if there's a claim out there, see if you got a lien or something?
They run it in the paper to let niggas know, yo, this nigga's in trust. You might want to leave that straw man alone.
Okay.
It's identity theft. After you register the trust, anything they're doing with your straw man is identity theft.
Damn.
And the laws is on your side now. You bring them into court, inside equity court, chancery court, and probate.
When they're using your straw man,
that's they probating it?
Yeah.
They can't do that with trust property.
Oh, that's why we put the DBA in with it, too.
So what y'all need to figure out is if enough people hit me up at jonahbay@gmail.com and say they want this, I will do it on like the 3rd.
The weekend.
Let me look at the calendar.
The 1st is Saturday.
I'm
going to
say
the first
Monday.
It's Sunday.
That's Monday.
Right now.
See, I can't do it. I can't do it on the 15th because I'm doing. All right. Let me see. The 1st. Hold on, let me get into 2020. The 1st is Saturday.
Right.
I will do it on Sunday. The 2nd.
Yeah.
But y'all gonna have to let me know y'all gonna attend if I do it, because I know it's short notice. I'm not tripping, because like I said, I recognize people pay their bills on the 1st. On the 15th is when they got play money.
My bills scattered all over. I wish I paid all
money. See, mine's
is first.
Two. Mine's is two, and I be having more than enough money. So I'm thinking it should be no problem, especially when I'm doing it so low. So I want to do the trust for, like I said, 100. Part two for 125. And then for the people who attend the trust live, they're going to get the templates and the recording for 100. So it's going to be all together 225. But you won't have to do it all at once. You can see the information on the webinar. You see what I'm saying? It's up to y'all.
Oh, yeah, I'm down for that.
So, you know, let people got to hit me up and let me know that's what they want me to do, and I'll do it. If not, shit, I can keep on studying about these fucking cappers instead of motherfucking trying to do another webinar so soon.
I'm ready.
Anyone that's ready, y'all hit me up. If I get at least 30 people, I'll do the webinar this upcoming Saturday. If not, I ain't doing it. It gotta be worth my time to do it.
So you gonna let us know on the Friday show?
Yes.
See, I made you commit to something, right? You see how you committed to something.
I said if I get enough
you gotta come. You gotta tell us Friday if you're gonna do it, because we ain't gonna hear from you Saturday, you know. So you gotta tell us Friday on the Friday morning show.
Right.
If everybody want it done, just get it in his email so he knows.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you got to come back and be able to tell us on Friday morning show. You know, I got the 30 people. I'm gonna do the show Sunday.
Not only will I do it, not if I get enough people. Not only will I do it, I also will make a flyer for it where y'all will see the flyer on Facebook and Instagram.
I was just trying to get you to do a show Friday, Jonah. That's all.
You know, I don't give a fuck about doing the show Friday because I don't have to teach nothing. I could just talk to y'all. You know
I know you like to sleep, man. I'm just trying to get you up.
Yeah, that's the only thing about Friday, my nigga. I be trying to sleep, and I got to get up early to do that show.
I'm wondering what question is waiting for one of us to ask, man.
Well, if I do the webinar, I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm going to read over.
Y'all
got to
understand this. Y'all got to understand this. It's not that I'm trying to hide shit from y'all. The issue is mad people don't know how to read and comprehend, right? So you got to understand my haters don't know how to read and comprehend. My bootleggers don't know how to read and comprehend. So I put mistakes in there. Well, it ain't no mistake. It's in there for everyone to see if they comprehend. And all a nigga had to do is ask me.
I haven't studied it yet. I ain't even in front. I just bought
it. You see what I'm saying?
I'm working. I'm trying to get some other stuff done, Jonah. I got to get one of those things you said done in the beginning before you go to that. So
working,
that's the last part, that UCC. As soon as that's done, then I can focus on that. But I got it.
You absolutely have to have that non-UCC.
That's my question.
The non-UCC is the transfer of all the property that the straw man owns, giving it to your 9-8 Express Trust. You got to have it done.
Now, that's my question. So when you send that off, I send a copy of my authenticated birth certificate, not the original. And I send the original that's on the paper.
Yes, sir. Now, it was different for me. It was different for me because I did mine in person. I went to the court, handed them all my originals, and they had it back to me after lunch. Took about an hour.
That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to hit a couple of counties in my area to see if they'll let me do it in their county.
Well, if you want to do it, I'm telling you, go to the country. Go down there in Mecca and shit like that. You won't have no problem.
Well, I'm in Florida. See, the county, that's way...
Okay. I thought you said you was in Georgia. Yeah, you're going to have to go to... I don't think you could do that in Florida because I think everything's done in Tallahassee.
Well, not the non-UCC. We could do it on the county level. We could do that on the county.
Right. I think everything's done in Tallahassee.
I'm gonna check back with it, but I'm pretty sure we could do it on the county level. Well, I heard some people had kickback on. I ain't did it yet, but as far as I've been reading and understanding, I think we could do it on the county level and then send the non-UCC.
I remember everyone saying they had to go to Tallahassee.
Okay,
that's what I remember. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember. And remember, I've been fucking with people for 6-7 years. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm only 4 years old here. So, I mean, I think I heard it in the show, too, some people saying Tallahassee. But I'm gonna tell
I think
you,
so
I'm
too.
A,
I mean,
I'm
gonna
try. I'm gonna try a couple counties in my head.
Confirm that bitch. Yeah. Confirm it.
That's what I said. I'm gonna try a couple counties. If it work, it work. If it don't, then I just
send right.
it, I just come to Georgia. I just take a trip to Georgia. And just there you go.
You know, everyone all over the country has gotten it to go through right there in Lamar County through the mail. But you can go do it that same day in Lamar County.
But I'm gonna have to mail everything that I want in the 96 because
yes.
I wanted to put my constitution and all my other stuff on that too, because I didn't want to try to do no addendum later.
I got you.
So I mean that's
so. So when you file it the correct way, they run it in the newspaper and then give you an affidavit back.
What are you talking about?
The trust.
That's the registration. The registration is giving them the money so they can run it in the newspaper and let everyone know.
So that's how, okay. All right. I get it. That's crazy. That breaks open a lot of things with us.
Whenever I do this second part of the 9-8 trust indenture, I'm going to break all that down. Y'all going to be like, oh, my God, it's so simple. I understand. Y'all going to have mad aha moments, right? Now, someone, JohnBoy26, asked me, when should we work on getting private ID, foreign ID, and IDP before doing the non-UCC or after? You could do it before or after. It depends on how you traveling. If you traveling in a car, you don't want them to fuck with you. The quicker you do that, the better, right? But let's say you didn't have those IDs and all that, but you already got your non-UCC and all that ready. And if you're ready to do the trust, you could just do the trust. The registration of the trust. You know what I mean? Depends on where you are in the process. But yo, y'all, you know I'm over time. I said an hour. It's been more than an hour.
One more thing. When you do this, does this change up the process of doing a passport?
Say again?
Does this change up the process of doing the passport?
I told y'all that the passport process didn't do shit for y'all. Y'all are national when y'all traveling abroad, but it don't do shit here. I told y'all that, but y'all all was running to do the passport because of the name that shall not be mentioned, not knowing what the fuck he was talking about. He made a lot of fucking money off of y'all doing it for y'all.
I'm one of them.
Y'all
come on,
got
man. That shit hurt. That shit hurt, man. Don't pull that knife out, man.
Y'all got God. That's what the fuck.
Come on, man. You,
if y'all
hurt.
Already
that
know I got rid of his ass over that process, y'all knew I did it for a reason.
Jonas, man. That's
but no.
Shit. All one,
no,
man.
Y'all
yes,
wanted
it
to
did. Yes, it
get
did.
That shit like it was going to do
no,
something
no,
for you.
No,
it did
no,
nothing
no,
for y'all,
no,
motherfucker.
No, Jonas. We had this conversation already. I was coming to Tampa together. And you didn't come. That's when y'all broke up, and that's when all that went down.
I understand.
Yeah, and that's when I went. I'm gonna slow up.
I'm gonna slow up.
All right. Yeah, so it makes no sense. Like why we've been taught how to operate already, because just going to do this and not knowing how to operate.
It's just like y'all niggas. Listen to that nigga with the CPNs getting individual credit. When I've been showing y'all how to get motherfucking corporate credit. Your trust is like a corporation. It needs corporate credit. Individual credit don't mean shit.
That's...
Oh. Y'all keep on listening to my students. Instead of listening to the motherfucking teacher. But it's all good. It's all good. But anyway, Yeah, I enjoyed talking to y'all tonight. Get back on that study shit, man. A lot of shit y'all got to figure out.
Yes, sir. For the email, I'm going to put my email in, John. I appreciate it, man. God. So,
yeah,
I'm
already out of here. God. Peace to the gods, everybody.
Yeah. Peace to the God.
God, money's going to be fast and easy.
Fact. I'm so happy and grateful that large
sums of money
quickly and easily. Make sure y'all keep on saying that every day. And make an affirmation up for your health, too. You don't want to be sick and have all that money.
Fact.
Peace to the gods. We out of here.
Peace.
Mike Wilson.